Hello and welcome back to the Big Board Report. I'm Rashan Gudwani, the presenter of Pitch Media. Today, we're going to look at FANGM stocks for the month of June. FANGM is an acronym that refers to the stocks of six prominent American technology companies: Facebook, now known as Meta, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and Microsoft. To tell us more, we've got Jonathan. Jonathan is a research analyst with Philip Capital. What do you say we do an overview, John?
Yeah, absolutely. So the FANGM declined 7.9% in June, slightly better than the Nasdaq's drop of 9%. The S&P 500 also dropped 8.4% for the month, with Meta was the laggard, down 16.7%, with Google as the best performer, losing only 4.2%. Overall, high inflation, weakening consumer sentiment, like tightening fiscal policy, and the increased fear of a recession have continued to place downward pressure on the overall market, especially as investors remain quite cautious. However, we still believe that long-term secular tailwinds from digital advertising, increasing cloud adoption, and increasing global digitalization remain intact. We remain overweight on the FANGM as they continue to remain at attractive valuations, trading at the lower quartile of their historical valuations at 27 times forward PE. We have also lowered our target prices as we raised our weighted average cost of capital assumptions.
Thanks, John. Let's dive right in. What can you tell our viewers about Meta, aka Facebook, and its performance thus far?
Yeah, so their chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, actually announced that she will be stepping down from a position at the end of the year. So that's one big news for them in terms of senior management change. With that being said, a tougher second half of 2022 outlook due to weak consumer sentiment and continued scrutiny by government antitrust regulators have also caused Meta stock to perform poorly in June.
So there's weak consumer sentiment and they're poorly in June. How about Apple, John? What can you tell our audience?
So Apple actually launched new models of their MacBook Air and MacBook Pro laptops, which are powered by the new M2 processor chip at this year's Worldwide Developers Conference. So the new M2 chip is said to be twice as efficient as other comparable PC chips. Also, the new MacBook Air is roughly 20% more expensive than its predecessor, with the price increases supposedly more than covering the additional increases in component pricing. So these M2 chips should be a game changer for the company due to its increased efficiency compared with an already efficient set of M1 chips. MacBook sales numbers will be worth watching to see if the company is able to pass down the increased cost of these chips to its consumers, especially amidst weakening consumer demand. Also, Apple secured a 10-year media rights deal with Major League Soccer worth a minimum of $250 million per year. Which actually marks the first major U.S. sports league to align itself with a digital media company. And this should pave the way for other leagues to follow suit.
Okay, so an exciting time for Apple. And as usual, the company is adapting and innovating, and this time aligning themselves with sports. It's too bad they didn't get the rights to the Beckham biopic, which I believe will be streaming on Netflix. I'm sure we've got some soccer fans watching. Next up, let's discuss Amazon now, John.
Yeah, so here's something interesting. Amazon recently announced they would start using drones for its Prime Air deliveries later on this year. So these services will be initially available only in Lockport, California as its pilot location before using some feedback and data to improve and expand its operations into other locations. Also, Amazon's annual Prime Day, slated for mid-July, is expected to be a test of U.S. consumer demand, especially amidst the current weak microeconomic climate. So Prime Day is also considered to be a core driver of Amazon Prime membership adoption, which leads to increasing revenues as Prime members generally spend 2 to 3 times more on average than non-members.
So in mid-July, we'll see how their Prime membership numbers rise. Let's discuss Netflix, John. Take it away.
Yeah, so Netflix laid off another 300 employees, which represents about 3% of their total workforce. During a second round of job cuts. This is taking place a month after its first round of cuts, where it laid off about 150 employees. So most of these jobs were in the US and come amidst waning consumer demand and recession fears. We continue to see streaming as a more popular form of entertainment within the US. So according to a May 2022 report by Nielsen, streaming platforms as a share of total TV usage in the US increased about 1.6% month on month to 31.9%. So taking shares from other traditional segments like cable and broadcast TV. Of this 31.9%, Netflix leads all platforms at 6.8%, a month-on-month increase of about 0.2%. Also, in line with their first quarter 2022 earnings call, Netflix has begun exploring the possibility of easing its way into the advertising business, working with a host of different partners to come up with a solution that will best fit the company's plans as it attempts to create a service tier supported by advertising. So we continue to believe that tailwinds from an increasing popularity in streaming services compared to traditional TV should continue to help the company's long-term growth plans.
That's definitely the trend right now, increasing popularity in streaming service. How about Alphabet, John? What's the latest?
Yeah, so in an effort to settle an EU antitrust investigation without a hefty fine, Alphabet is easing some of its user data restrictions by also offering to let its advertising rivals place ads on YouTube. Even though an agreement has yet to be reached with regulators, both parties have indicated that they are on a path towards an agreement that helps Alphabet avoid a potential $15 billion fine. Potential fines and more antitrust investigations are forcing Alphabet to make adjustments to parts of its business model. And it's a trend that we can expect to continue moving forward. Aside from that, investors can also look forward to the company's 20-for-1 stock split coming up on the 18th of July, which should make the stock a bit more affordable to retail investors.
So the company is restructuring and trying to adapt also. Lastly, let's discuss Microsoft.
Yeah, so Microsoft actually announced a quarterly dividend payout on June the 14th. They announced this dividend payout of $0.62 per share. And it's set to be paid out on September the 8th to shareholders on record as of August 18th. The expected dividend date is August 17th. Microsoft is gaining momentum with Azure as the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated migration to the cloud amid rising cybersecurity attacks and the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Companies will continue to upgrade to higher-end licenses for enhanced security. Reopening of offices should also drive demand for Microsoft productivity software from small and medium-sized businesses.
That's right. Offices are reopening, so demand for Microsoft's productivity software will rise. Thank you, John, for your insight. Always great talking to you. Let's do this again soon.